Chile, when the mine caved in, cutting off their exit. There was little hope that they would be rescued, and we can only imagine what they might have felt down there, wondering if, as was very unlikely, that they would be rescued. And when they ran out of the food and the water that they had, wondering what their fate could possibly be, with half a mile under the ground with no communication. Fortunately, some people on the surface, 2,000 feet or so above them, cared for them. The company they were working for didn't have the resources to save them, but thankfully the Chilean government did, and the families persuaded them to rescue them, and they started to send down these probes into the ground, hoping that these probes going down half a mile into the ground, in the end they would be able to get through. After 17 days underground in this hopeless situation, there was a tapping on one of these probes, and it was pulled back up from the ground with a note on the end saying that all 33 miners were alive and well. So they started to drill down this rescue shaft. They told some of the miners they were going to perhaps have to lose a little bit of weight to get into the capsule, but that wasn't much of a problem because food was in short supply. And they started to send down this shaft, this mile, a half a mile long hole. This week, after 69 long days, all the miners were brought up one by one to scenes of jubilation, shouting, hugging, kissing, and not a few tears. I don't know if you noticed, but on the front of many of their T-shirts, as Joe has written, this red, white out of red writing here, it says, Gracias, Señor, which means, thank you, Lord. And on the back of their T-shirts, they had the words written, Psalm 95, verse 4, in whose hands are the depths of the earth? The peaks of the mountaintops are also his. Why am I telling you this story? Because this story is an amazing picture of the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is this message, this simple gospel message, that is turning China upside down, that is ripping through South America and Africa. And we are praying that this nation will again be touched by this gospel. It's a wonderful picture of the gospel, which is the message of salvation. I want to look at just 3 points very briefly. Number one parallel, they were in a bad place, a bad place. It was very dark, and they had no hope, really, of being saved. It was a bad place. The Apostle Paul describes in the Bible the human condition in the book of Ephesians. He says this, he says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, having no hope and without God in this world. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, having no hope and without God in this world. That was the reality of the situation as far as he was concerned. The Bible tells us that we are dead in our sins, and without God we have no hope. The word atheist, interestingly enough, means without God. The Bible also tells us that we are in darkness. In fact, the spiritual darkness in Europe is so great that many people, most people, believe they are in the light, that they are enlightened, that there is no such thing as God. There is no such thing as sin, and there's no such thing as judgment. But Jesus, when he met Paul on the road to Damascus, said this. He said, I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. That was Paul's mission. Number two. The good news, the parallel of the good news. Somebody cared enough. those families cared enough to pester the government into action. They loved them enough. And the government, they spent a huge amount of money, many millions of pounds, getting that rescue mission underway. Somebody loved them. Somebody cared for them. And my favorite verse in the Bible says this: God loved the world so much that he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that fantastic? Somebody cared enough. Sin and our trespasses were so offensive to God that he could not allow humankind to be in his presence. But he didn't leave it there. He loved us so much that he sent his son, and Jesus shed his blood that we might be saved. God sent his son on a rescue mission, and he prepared a rescue capsule for us. And that capsule was the cross of Jesus Christ. It was the place in between God and man, the rescue capsule. He shed his blood to find a way out for us. And then finally, there is something for us to do. I don't know whether we've got the second picture we could put up here. There we are. Some of you will have seen this a long time. It's in very low resolution because it was just a little camera. They were able to get down the little chute, which is a coffee cup wide, and they filmed this capsule as it came down 600 meters, 2,000 feet, half a mile down into the ground. This tube came, this capsule, and it's here. And that's the door. And that large person there, which looks like one of the miners' mothers, who got down there very quickly, I believe that is probably the first rescuer, comforting her son. He obviously was one of the tubby ones that didn't quite lose enough weight down there. And there he is, shirtless in front of the rescue plan. And the last miner, there was great jubilation when he came out, but there was something those miners had to do to be saved. Only one thing. They had to step into that capsule. And then they couldn't even save themselves. The rescue people, they shut the door and they pulled that thing up out of the ground. And there is nothing that we can do to save ourselves. Jesus has done it all. But we have to put ourselves in the place of salvation. In Revelation 3:16 says this: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody will open the door." We have to open the door. But it's not letting Jesus in. It's us stepping in to him. 8:17, I did this. Somebody explained this very simple truth to me. And I prayed a prayer. Somebody once said, the longest journey begins with a simple step. And that day I prayed a prayer that revolutionized my life. I took a simple step into that capsule, into Jesus, and my life has never been the same. I like what David said, give Jesus a try. You know, it's more than that, actually. He's asking us to put our whole lives in his hands. But it's worth a try. I tried Jesus and I was surprised. I couldn't believe what happened in my life. When I stepped into that capsule, everything changed. So let's pray, shall we? Shall we stand? That day I prayed a prayer of salvation. I actually opened the door of my life and I let Jesus come in. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know whether you're close to Jesus. I don't know whether you've never met him. I don't know whether you used to know him better. But the Bible says, repent and believe the good news, and you will be saved. That means we have to turn our back on the darkness of that cavern. We have to be prepared to say no to our sin. And we have to put our trust in Jesus. He said, if whoever believes in me shall not perish. To believe in him is to entrust him with the whole of your life. So wherever you are, Maybe in some way you want to put yourself in that capsule today. Maybe you want to know Jesus better. Maybe you want to come back to him. Maybe you want to meet him for the first time. So let's pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you loved us so much, that you came down to this earth and you made a way for us to be saved. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you shed your blood and took upon yourself the wrath of your Father that we might be saved from our sin. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We come to you with our burdens, with our sin. We come to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive us for our sins. Whatever those are, forgive us our sins, Lord. And Jesus, we ask you afresh, or maybe for the first time, to come into our hearts. While we open the door and we come into your salvation today, we entrust our lives to you today and everything in them. And we ask you, Lord, that you would pull us up from where we are. Pull us up from our difficult place. Pull us up from our slippery clay. Pull us up from our place of death and hopelessness. Hear our prayer today, Lord. Incline your ear to hear our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, we have musicians, but we also have some...